New internet video has emerged of the man claimed to be Australia's first suicide bomber. The video appears to be published by the Al-Qaeda-linked group Jabhat al-Nusra, which has previously said the Australian blew himself up in an attack on a Syrian army checkpoint in September. It's the most revealing insight yet into the man's last hours and shows the group preparing the massive truck bomb used in the attack. Calling him Abu Asma, the video shows the man making a speech about waging jihad and bidding farewell to his fellow extremists. It's suspected he was a Brisbane man named Ahmed. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports.
The video shows the jihadist identified in a previous posting as Abu Asma al-Australi standing on the back tray of the truck used in the suicide bombing. Because the face in the video is obscured, it's impossible to be sure who it shows, but the bomber's suspected of being a Brisbane man named Ahmed. He dedicates his actions with a verse from the Quran to all those who believe it's your destiny to be buried in the way of God. Since sketchy images of the bombing and a still image appeared on the web in September, Australia's intelligence and police agencies have been investigating. It's understood they've identified the man, but his family's denied he was involved, insist he's still living in the Middle East, and because of the difficulty gathering evidence in Syria, the ABC cannot name him fully for legal reasons. It's understood he travelled to the region in the middle of this year, but then sent his young family home. And a senior counter-terrorism official has told the ABC that by that time it seemed clear he had no intention of following them. In the video, standing atop the explosives-laden truck, Abu Asma says, "This is a duty imposed on us, and the best of the people are those who fight for the sake of God. So if you're afraid, why are you afraid? For your wives and your children? Trust in God. In the West or in any country, do you think you're men, or that you're living a good life? Today, real men are living in the land of jihad." The case offers an insight into a troubling phenomenon. There are signs that other Australians who've expressed an interest in heading to the front lines have been able to use contacts in Australia to connect with armed groups in Syria. And there's evidence they've raised money in Australia before leaving, because the militias are happy to get new recruits, but they want them to bring money for weapons and supplies as well. The Australian Federal Police says over the past 12 months there's been a substantial increase in the number of Australians going to join hardline groups including Jabhat al-Nusra. In just a year, the number's risen from a few to 20 or 30 and possibly more. In the video, Abu Asma moves to the front of the truck. Large, apparently metal panels are fitted across the grille and the windscreen in an effort to protect the driver from gunfire. He bids farewell to fellow jihadists, then urges more foreigners to come and join the fight. "This is a message to all my brothers in the world," he says. "Today, jihad is a duty of every Muslim, to carry a weapon and come to the land of jihad. The land of Syria is a blessed land. Today, jihad is a duty imposed on every Muslim. So rise up, Muslims." To stop Australians from heeding the call of battle, the government's been cancelling their passports. In its latest annual report, the domestic spy agency, ASIO, says it issued 18 adverse security assessments to deny a passport or cancel one in the last financial year. ASIO won't detail the reasons, but it's believed most of them related to Syria. And the trend continues this financial year. Obviously, dozens have slipped the net, but the effort to trace them does not end in Australia. The ABC can reveal that Turkish authorities are helping target their movements on the way into Syria. Turkey is now the most important gateway for foreign fighters, and the Turks have gone beyond simply reporting when a suspect lands in Istanbul. They've actively cooperated in investigations, providing information on the activity of Australians flagged by the AFP. The fears about what these men might do in Australia when they head home are well publicised. But a senior counter-terrorism official has told the ABC none of those suspected of taking up arms have returned. That day of reckoning is yet to come. This is Matt Brown reporting for AM.